Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
This is a Rogue Media Network podcast. The Waco History Podcast is sponsored by Brotherwell Brewing on Historic Bridge Street in Waco. Cross
the Brazos in Waco. Welcome to the Waco History Podcast. We're going to air for you over the next few months a special series of Waco History Living Stories. These were segments that were originally aired on KWBU here in Waco. They were produced by the Institute for Oral History editor, Michelle Holland, and narrated by two fabulous narrators, Louis Mazze and Kim Patterson. And so these highlight oral histories from the collection of the Institute for Oral History at Baylor University, which I direct, which has been around since 1970 and has over 1,000 interviews related to Waco and McLennan County history, and we're happy to highlight those here. This Living Stories segment will mean a lot to recent graduates as it talks about graduating from a school campus.
Then the night came alive with gunfire. He knew that at last it'd been found.
As the rain. This is Living Stories, featuring voices from the collections of the Baylor University Institute for Oral History. I'm Kim Patterson. Graduating from a school and starting a new chapter in life at another campus can be a bittersweet moment. Charles Armstrong remembers his last days at Bells Hill Elementary School in Waco.
They ask everybody wanted to write a little something about school, what they learned, they didn't learn. So I wrote a poem entitled Goodbye Bells Hill. Say, goodbye Bells Hill, goodbye. I'm leaving you now, but I won't forget the time I spent with you. The boys and girls and teachers great, my memory will be with you. I've journeyed with you for days and years, and now we're just apart. The pleasant memories and things gone by is written in my heart. Goodbye Bells Hill, goodbye.
That's nice.
He recalls a time in 1941 when he and his wife Ruth, who also grew up in Bells Hill, returned to the school.
They pulled up at school. They still do. Mm-hmm. And I was voting for the first time, and she was. I walked down the hall. I went up there to pick her up. I walked down the hall and looked on the bulletin board, and my poem was still up there. It's been up for at least 7 years. I know, maybe longer.
Wow.
But I never see that.
Mary Sindone describes the excitement and emotions of graduating from Waco High.
From the time I was in grade school, I knew I was going to go to Baylor when I finished high school. And my dad, he was going to make arrangements for me to go to Baylor in the fall. And that was all planned out. One thing that that my graduation did, we graduated in First Baptist Church. My entire family turned out, regardless of the fact that they were disappointed that I didn't quit school like they wanted me to, but the whole family, the great uncles and the great aunts, and I think deep down, they had a little pride in the fact that I did go ahead, you know. But they had a whole section there in First Baptist Church. I remember them all sitting there. But it put a stop to all of that feeling of matchmaking, you know, that sort of thing. What you going to do now? What are you going to do? And nobody asked me that anymore. I had a feeling I had cut loose from something. I don't know. It was just a kind of not a disturbed feeling, but I was really sorry to leave Waco High in a way, because the last 2 years of my Waco High were just, I loved every bit of it. And of course, I knew I had some better to look forward to, according to my dad. But it sort of meant the end of one section of my life. I said, that was 1919. It was like a decade of my life was out now. That was finished. Like I closed a book on it.
Everyone deserves a school experience that makes it sad to leave, even with new adventures and people on the horizon.
Thanks for listening to the Waco History Podcast. Like what you heard? Subscribe, rate, and review our show on iTunes so we can reach more listeners. You can find show notes and info on every episode at WacoHistoryPodcast.com and more info on Waco's past at WacoHistory.org. Our theme music, used with permission, is Cross the Brazos at Waco, performed by the late Billy Walker. For more info on Billy's music, go to BillyWalker.com. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. This has been a Rogue Media Network production.